I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today on a Monday in Creighton, Bill?
He's been working on this for almost a year.
Oh.
And it was, obviously, it really stems to college football the most, but all college sports. So it's Mascot Monday.
Mascot Monday.
So when you come in, everyone has to put on a mascot to do their banking. So they got Brutus Buckeye, Herbie Husker, Bucky the Badger, Oregon Duck, Sparty,
this is a great
Pistol
idea.
Pete.
They got Sparty.
Sparty, Pistol Pete will be there.
From Oklahoma State.
Yes, Purdue Pete's going to be there.
Purdue Pete.
They have a live tiger. Mike the Tiger will be there from LSU. They brought him
in a cage
after the game in a cage. But out in the parking lot should be fun. There'll be two live things going on. You can go on a Boomer Sooner ride around the parking lot.
That's the best he's ever
and
done.
And then the last one is, for those that are able, they'll do six to eight at a time. And you get to be the ones that they turn Ralphie loose.
They're turning him loose in the parking lot.
Ralphie loose in the parking lot. And you get to roll around one time around the parking lot, holding on to him.
Holding him on.
Feel what that feels like. Feel that thunder.
So the tiger's going to go into the bank then?
What's that? The tiger will be in the bank.
In
the
a tiger, cage.
It's in a cage. They'll be in the bank, though, yes.
How good is that cage?
Mike, it's a solid okay. cage. Mike the Tigers, they had to send him up. They brought him up in a sprinter van.
And they got the Sooner Schooner down.
Sooner Schooner's there, yes.
Just whipping around the parking lot.
Taking they go that around the block.
That's remarkable.
And then when they turn Ralphie loose, imagine us trying to feel that.
Jake, Bill, this is like this should be covered by a news station.
You think someone would cover this one, Matt? Like maybe national. Someone out of Norfolk or somebody can cover this.
Is the Florida Gator there? I love the Florida Gator.
Florida
one.
Gator's going to be there also, yes.
All right.
The Florida Gator.
What is the Gator? Yeah.
It's a big alligator. It's awesome. It's a cool
alligator.
Mascot.
It's a cool mascot. So when you come in, you put the outfit on, then you go up and bank.
They make you put the outfit on.
Yes.
And you have your choice.
Yes, you have your choice. They're all laid. There's like 30 of them. They're laid out.
What would you pick?
Would you go with the alligator?
Would you go gator?
I kind of like that one.
I go Pistol Pete for sure.
Pistol Pete's cool.
And go stick him up.
I'd want to go with. I think I want to be the duck.
Is Ugga going to be there, Bill?
What's that?
Is Ugga?
Of course he's going to be there.
Okay.
So there's live animals.
Live animals. A lot of live animals. We're nervous about Ugga getting in the cage with Mike the Tiger.
Please.
All of a sudden, that'd be an ugly
thing. Keep so clear.
PETA.
Not being good for Ugga.
PETA is there. So Steve brought in PETA.
Did he?
To make sure it's all run on the up and up.
How do you bring in PETA?
You send him an email.
How do you know that the person's PETA? Does it say on their jacket?
It's on their jacket. It's like FBI. It just says PETA. So anybody, sort of mistreatment of animals will be dealt with at a high cost.
I'm glad you're going with Pistol Pete. That makes me happy.
That's amazing.
Imagine getting, as you get back out late and tricks, he's like, what went on in there?
Well
I had to put on a mascot outfit to get my...
Why are you so sweaty?
It was muffled.
That's muffled.
Couldn't understand.
Came out with the big hat on, scaring the crap out of her. Knock on the window?
Hey, I hope the tellers don't get impatient with the customers that they can't hear.
I can't hear you.
Speak up. That's not my fault. Talk to your boss.
I need two.
One more time, please.
I'm sorry, sir.
If you can't just put it in your account, you know what I mean?
Banking part's going to be tough.
Banking's going to be hard, but they understand.
Just write it down.
They write it down. Imagine being
I can't see.
Imagine trying to use the duck hands, trying to write stuff down with the pen. And as Ralphie whips by the front door, six people holding on from Winnetou.
Easy, Ralphie.
Easy, Ralphie. Come easy, on, buddy. Ralphie. Easy, buddy.
The tellers are the ones who take it in the shorts on this
this day. One, it's a rough day for him.
Yeah.
It's a rough day.
I can't understand you with that damn thing on.
It's one of the best ideas.
The problem, the whole thing.
But it doesn't come without drawback.
No.
No. They'll be.
It's be fun.
Just talk to PETA. They're there.
Sooner Schooner out in the parking lot with Ralphie.
With Ralphie.
They brought in people from Boulder, right?
To teach you. You get to do it yourself, though. It's kind of fun. Imagine all of a sudden just...
No, I'm not doing it.
Eight elementary kids hanging on to Ralphie.
What could possibly go wrong here?
Eight second graders are getting just dragged.
Yeah. Where's this at?
It's a Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank, of course.
Yes. And we thank them.
It's where it's been the last 2.5 years.
Mascot Monday.
Just telling them.
Just confirming. Yeah. Thank you, Midwest Bank, for sponsoring Hour 2, as always.
All right,
464-5685. Call or text as always. We had, I thought, an interesting opening line for Nebraska Penn State. Now, Penn State got their first win the conference year. They beat Michigan State 28-10 on the CBS broadcast.
Watch the whole thing.
How were Nestler and Danielson? Were they interested at all or not?
Annoyed. Okay. Just like probably
what I expected.
Probably checking their phone for other scores. See what was going on.
Was Nestler's voice okay?
Yeah, they were okay. They sounded fine. The place was, I don't know, half full. I mean, with a couple of times they panned out as they play the music and they pan out to the big scene like that, and there's no one there.
Then it got empty late, right?
Then it got completely empty. It went from probably, it was only half full to start with. I would say this, it was a game. It wasn't like, I mean, the touchdown to make it 28-10 was a minute or two to go. They just kind of given up. They had a punt blocked, was a big play for them. For Penn State. It was never a time when you go like, man, I feel so bad for Michigan State. I was like, I think Michigan State might win this game.
So what happened, though, is that Penn State ran for 240 yards in the second half. No, yeah. 182 of its 240 yards in the second
half. It wasn't a blistering tackle. I mean, a blistering running game where you just went like, oh, man, oh, man. And also,
I hear you.
Is it Kolonecki? Is that his name?
Yeah. Kolonecki.
Yes.
The coordinator of the offense.
Yes, for Penn State.
He can't get out of the way of himself. He just can't.
Wow,
he just can't. He's got too many plays, and sometimes it's like, you just kind of hand it off. Just run the ball, do this, and they just can't do it.
Is that right?
He's got these plays. He goes, I got to call him. We've practiced him, so we got to run him. You think
they should just be running it more?
And then more stuff off of it. Their quarterback has ability. And he can throw.
True freshman.
But he doesn't have the processing ability right now. There was some dudes running wide open. And he doesn't see him. He's got so much going on in his head, different things. You can just tell. Can he throw it? Yeah, he can throw it. Can he run a little bit? Nah, got a little bit of talent, big body. But I don't look at Penn State right now. If those two running backs are gone and that's your quarterback next year, you go, tell you what, whoever goes to Penn State, they're going to the playoffs.
No,
that's why getting someone in there so fast to retain some of their talent that they have, and then how do we build this thing back up? It's going to be.
And is Franklin taking some people?
You know, I'm sure they probably will.
We're hearing him to Vaughn Tech this week.
Sounds like Vaughn Tech's going to happen.
Not finalists, but it sounds like that was.
Sounds like it's going to happen.
Yeah, it might be a couple. I think Franklin's sitting there going like, "Hey, is Florida State getting open? Do I have a chance at? Well, Florida, will you offer me the job? Because I'll take the Florida job over all the other jobs.
Vaughn Tech.
But when you watch the game. You're not going like, man, they are right there.
The problem, though, Bill, is Catron Allen. He ran for 181. They can run it.
Mm-hmm. That's how they won last year. Both those guys, Singleton and Allen, are very good running backs.
They closed out that game with a drive. They ran 12 plays in a 13. They ran 12 times in a 13-play drive. Catron Allen and Singleton are pretty good, right?
They're pretty good. I don't look at them – they're not as good as the running back from Oregon. No.
Whittington?
No, he's not.
Noah Whittington?
He's not that.
Can't you say Catron Allen's close to that?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with the Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Maybe. Probably he's close.
He's close.
But I don't look at either one of them going like, man, those are high draft picks. Because running backs aren't high draft picks either.
No, I hear you.
So with all that said, Nebraska goes to Penn State as 9.5-point underdogs to Penn State. Now, again, they just got their first conference win. They have not been blown out of time. They played a lot of tight games in conference play. Just with Aller's injury or Aller out for the season and the chaos of Franklin getting fired. They lost their mojo. But that's why I asked the question. This is a 6 p.m. kickoff, NBC. Are they truly fighting for a bowl game? Because that's all they have. That's all they had to be 9.5-point favorites.
I didn't see that they were excited for their coach to win. They got him with a Gatorade, but I didn't see a sideline that was they were very invested in that Indiana game. They were very invested. It won't be the same. No, we're just.
Man, why the high?
They're trying to get to Detroit. I mean, six. What, I mean, where are they going to go at 6?
That's
six?
Why, like, this motivation thing is odd.
Could they go to the Pinstripe Bowl?
Yeah, yes, that's certainly implied.
It's probably where they go. Yeah.
Detroit Pinstripe.
That's it.
Where was Nebraska going to go last year at 6-6? What was their options?
Detroit was an option, right?
Pinstripe. Yeah. I don't know about it.
I think it was Arizona guaranteed rate in
the guaranteed
because that was K-State Rutgers last year in Arizona.
Gotcha. So anyway.
Hold on. I'm going to look at poll projections.
They're not
right
looking at a lot.
My question
to the stool here, is this thing, because I saw, just because it's a night game, is it getting labeled as a whiteout?
I didn't see that. I didn't see, it'd be odd whiteout because it won't be full, right? You don't expect a full stands.
Like, no,
you
not
can't
at
do
all.
A whiteout when you're 4-6 and you came off the playoffs last year. There's no way they can try that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Because it will not be a great crowd. Probably had a better chance of the crowd being a 2:30 kickoff. Now it's going to be like Steve said, it's wooded, right? It's a wooded area. And so they're heading into the woods at night. So that's not going to be great. So I don't see it being a great crowd. No.
Pinstripe Bowl, McMurphy has Louisville versus Minnesota. Brett McMurphy does. Yeah. He does.
Up on three.
He does bowl projections. He has the rate bowl in Phoenix as TCU Northwestern. He has Detroit Rutgers versus Buffalo. I don't even see Penn State. Maybe he doesn't.
Hold it. Rutgers versus Buffalo. What's Rutgers' record?
They're bowling?
They have 5 wins already? Mm-hmm.
I thought they had 4.
Yeah,
by the way, Nebraska fans wondering, McMurphy has Nebraska. Oh, God. Nebraska versus Vandy in the Music City Bowl.
Gotcha. I would say this on bowl predictions. That has to be right up there. I mean, talk about something that no one even remembers. No. I mean, there's no one going back to McMurphy. Hey,
November
16th, dude. You're not even close.
I don't even see Penn State in here. See, you must not think Penn State's going.
They must not think
they're 4-6. I mean, they have to win out to get to the bowl.
Beat Nebraska, and they got to beat Rutgers the last game? What's Rutgers' record? Please check that out.
I'll check out Rutgers right now.
I think they said they play last.
Yes, correct. At Rutgers to close
the season.
So he
doesn't think they're going to win
a game. So he has Rutgers in because Rutgers is 5-5. So right now he expects Rutgers to beat Penn State.
Yeah, he has. He has Rutgers.
They're not in right now. And Northwestern also he had in there. They have 5 wins at this point.
And their last 2 games are a little rough. Northwestern.
Okay.
But he picks them in. Northwestern's last 2 games, look at that.
It's Illinois and somebody. They won't beat Illinois.
They host Minnesota, so expecting a win there, and then at Illinois. So he thinks they'll beat Minnesota.
Yeah. Ethan Grunkemeyer is that Penn State quarterback. And you thought, he's not a runner.
He got out of contain a little bit. He can move.
Okay.
He's not just a statue. He can move a little bit. But his processing is where, he's a true freshman, so he takes some time. But I don't look at him right now. If I'm Penn State, I'm panicked for next year. I'm looking at going like, hold up, this is our quarterback for next year? Because this quarterback's not going to it's an 8-win tops.
It seems like, okay, so you mentioned Andy Koldenecki. Andy Koldenecki is their OC. So he's in his head a little bit, you think?
I believe a little bit. I think they could make it a little simpler for him to be able to do. But the number was very shocking to me.
9.5?
It was just very shocking to
What's
me.
What's that defense look like?
They were solid. They were. I mean, Michigan State moved the ball on them a little bit. It wasn't like it was horrible. I mean, they scored 10, but so that's a pretty good job.
They have number 33, which is a hyphen number. I'm not full into their scouting report. Number 33 is their defensive end who came in much ballyhooed, but he has 5 sacks and he had 2 on Saturday. Yeah. So he only had 3 sacks. Does 33 stand out in your mind at all?
I saw him.
You know what I'm talking about?
Dennis Sutton.
Really good.
Thank you.
His body type is really good. Long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And the question is, how much do they want to play? I will say this. I don't know if they were overly excited, but everyone's playing, which meaning both running backs were carrying the ball and they were carrying it with energy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, we don't care. Nope. And so there was enough care there. So now it's probably like, the big thing is like, what happened when they got back from that game? Is it kind of the happy, like, hey, listen, let's do this. Let's try to win these last two, and let's do this. Because I don't see any way that if they would somehow beat Nebraska, I mean, they're gonna beat Rutgers.
I mean, I always give programs the benefit of the doubt in that conversation. It's Penn State. They recruit guys that want to play in playing football,
yeah,
and representing the program. Won't they give it hell? Won't they give it hell?
I don't know if they'll give it hell. It's just, I mean, the best way to put it is just like it's just like when you roll in there and your place is like I said, just imagine it if it was half full.
Both here.
Yeah. What if it was half full?
I think
Nebraska. What if the game against Iowa, Nebraska this year at that came at that
like USC was against Iowa?
What's that? Yeah.
It was not. Yeah. It was not. It was probably half.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Will it be, though? That's the question. Will it only be half full in that game? I'm very interested
in that. I
don't
know. I'm curious to see how many Nebraska fans show up and Penn State. Who shows up for the game? You're 4-6. I guess you're still trying to make the Pinstripe Bowl or whatever, but.
Well, the Northwestern, they weren't full, and that was way earlier. They didn't have much of a crowd.
Northwestern, Penn State.
Yeah, that was not. So
weather is a factor in that.
This would be, I guess, senior night for a team that made the playoff last year. So if that's any extra motivation.
Might be.
For the players and fans, but.
Maybe.
6 p.m. NBC Nebraska, 9.5-point underdogs. 7-3 Nebraska, 4-6 Penn State.
I thought it'd be pick 'em, 1.5.
Is that a nod to Nebraska having a freshman quarterback going in there? That might be some of it, right?
Probably some of it, yeah.
2 freshman quarterbacks.
This is what I'll tell you about spreads. It's like, oh, man, man, those people in Vegas, they know their stuff. Start looking through the spreads. You don't know, we don't wish you had to pick them, but there's incredible misses every.
Thank you for saying that. I do not go with that.
Vegas knows. Oh, really?
No.
Go through the.
I don't buy that.
Go through the scores from this weekend, and you go like going. Well, they were favored by 22 and won by 1 point or whatever. There are so many things. That's why you don't make any money. Right. If it's that easy, be like going. Well, yeah, they're obviously going to win by a lot, right? No, that's not how it works. And so the spread, if I'm like a Husker fan, like, how could that be? I wouldn't even care.
No.
Now, if you get those games there where it's like, when you see the one, it's 34 and a hook, it's like, okay, it doesn't look great for us here. But
even 18 and a hook.
Yeah. So, and I would imagine this, maybe it was a case too, they're like, no one's betting on the game. Let's put a kind of a crazy number out there. I could see it back to 5.5 or 6.5 by the time the kickoff.
Here's what it is. And this will be the case. It's Penn State and Iowa's all about trying to corral run game. That's what this is. Iowa did not run the ball enough against USC. When it did, it was very effective. If you watched Iowa against USC, and you're a Nebraska fan, you're like, oh, God, here comes number 28 at Nebraska 20 times. They only ran him 15 times against USC, which was bewildering to me. Iowa came out throwing in that game.
Yeah, they hit it. Yeah,
Kirk was wearing the smirk, like, oh, yeah, we're surprising them. They came out throwing in the first part of that game.
We'll get to more of that as the show goes on. But before we get to break.
I just got chastised.
No, you did. The three words, Bill, you don't want to hear when it comes to
I've
been hacked.
No, not again.
And you can avoid being hacked with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT in cybersecurity, and you can get a free consultation for you or your business at AppliedConnective.com. Go see Will and the team. They'll take care of you. When we come back, it is time for another edition of Head Scratchers.
There's a lot of them.
I got it.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.